Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Happy New Year, amen. Welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast in 2023. We're excited about what God's going to do, amen, around the radio mic this year. And I'm excited about what God has done in 2022, amen. And we first launched the Back to the Bible radio broadcast probably back in, I believe it was in July. And man, I tell you, it's been an awesome time with the Lord. And God has done some great and mighty things. Seen somebody get saved last year off of the broadcast. And so we appreciate that. Looking forward to what God's going to do this year. I'm excited. Amen. Here's the Justice Family singing "He's Still There." Amen. Hope it's a blessing as you listen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is still there. Glory to God. I tell you, that thing will crank your tractor today. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that good song by the Justice Family. Amen. They're such an encouragement. We thank the Lord for them. Amen. This is part number one of the message. We're speaking about the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that this message is going to be a blessing to you.
We've been focusing heavily on the book of Matthew and Luke's gospel concerning the birth of Jesus. We've looked at the wise men on Wednesday night, and if you wasn't here Wednesday night, boy, you need to back up on on demand and watch Wednesday night service. I appreciate the men and how that they done an awesome job Wednesday night. We also brought a message this month on the thought of Gabriel and his message. We talked about Zacharias and Elizabeth, how that they were on call, and we've several different messages that we've preached this month throughout the month of December concerning the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But listen, I want you to know the main thing this morning is this: I don't want to get over it. I don't want to ever get over it. I mean, it's just because we focus on these things during Christmas doesn't mean that we have to ever get over them. Amen. And I can't get over it, really. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't get over it because it's down deep on the inside of me, amen. And when the Lord Jesus Christ saved me, something happened, amen, on the inside, and now it's working its way on the outside, hallelujah. And I tell you, I'll never be the same. But I want you to look with me once again at the text in verse number 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. I don't know if you ever thought about it before, but there was glory and praising going on in heaven while there was some praising going on earth. This was an important day, not just the ordinary day, but it was an important day because there were some things that was happening not just here, but also in heaven. Things were about to change. In the text before us today, we saw many different characters. We saw Mary and Joseph and the baby, right? Jesus wrapped up in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. We saw the shepherds. We saw the angels. We saw all of those things. However, I want to focus your attention on that multitude of the heavenly hosts for just a moment. Notice once again, let's remember reading this text. I know I've read this several times. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Did you know that all throughout your Bible, you don't have to read your Bible long until you run into God? I mean, it ain't long until you run into God. In the beginning, God, right? Amen. It's not long. You get over there, Genesis chapter number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, right? And he goes on to say this, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the next section says, and the Spirit of God moved, right? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the next section says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. I begin to think about this. All throughout the days of creation, we find the voice of God. We find the motion of God, but yet we don't find the figure of God. It's amazing. You think about it. It was the Spirit of God, the voice of God, but you don't find the physical, bodily form of God. Now, if you take your Bibles this morning, go over to you're in the book of Luke, just flip over there to John real quick. I want you to look right there in verse number 1 again. Now listen, this is familiar. Y'all know this scripture. Y'all know this scripture. But I tell you, it wasn't until I began to look at it word by word till I began to get it. In the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying right here. The Word was God. So if you take yourself back to the very beginning, this is what you got. The Spirit of God, the Word of God. But no man could see God. Couldn't see Him. The Word of God, the Spirit of God. But now, look right there in verse number 2. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were what? Made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, me and Josiah went to get us a milkshake the other night. We began to ponder a few things, and we were talking about who created God. And I told Josiah, I said, look, when you ask the question who created God, what you're saying is this, you're trying to put God in a category to which He does not belong. Nobody created God. God's always been. And the best illustration I could give him was like asking your cell phone to do the laundry. The phone was designed to call. The phone was designed to text message. The phone was designed to go now look on the internet and set the thermostats and whatever you can imagine. I mean, just almost, but it will not load the laundry. That's a different category. So what I'm trying to tell you this morning is you cannot put God in the created category because God is a creator. And so when you look at God the created, you're going to always think, well, how did God get here? Well, he's always been, and everything came out of God. Y'all with me this morning? Amen. So I promise you, we're going somewhere. Just hang in there. Amen. So all throughout the days of creation, we find the voice of God. Verse number 4. Look at verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, if you will, just skip down. Are you there still in John chapter number 1? Skip down to verse number 18. No man hath seen God at any time. Y'all understand that? But notice the next section. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. No man hath seen God at any time. Now go to 1 John. Y'all still there? 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4. And I want you to look down there in verse number 12. God's wanting us to know something. He's repeated it again in John chapter number 1, or chapter number 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 12. No man that's seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. God is trying to get us to see some things. Verse number 14, if you go back to that section, verse 14 says, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now, my whole thought process behind all this was to bring you to this thought. When Jesus was down there in Samaria, he was talking to a woman at the well. He began to talk to her a little while, and he began to tell her things. He asked her for a drink. You remember that? And he told that lady, he said, listen here. He said, I have water that you know not of. He said, you drink of my water, you'll never thirst again. Hallelujah. And this is what he said to her. He that believeth on me, believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. What's he saying? He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. Maybe you'll get that tomorrow. How many of y'all believe in the wind? Raise your hand. Oh, let me tell you, friend. I'm going to tell you something. The last couple of days, man, ain't none of us can say we don't believe in the wind. I tell you, say, why, preacher, we've seen the effects of it. Why, we cannot see it, amen. We sure can feel it, amen. And you can see the effects of what the wind does. John chapter 3, verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. That's weird, isn't it? Brother Major, we can't go back in our mama's womb again. There ain't no way my mama would have a fit. No, that's not what he's saying. He's not talking about that. He's speaking about us spiritually. Amen. Not a physical birth, but a spiritual birth. But when Jesus was born, it was the other way around. It wasn't a spiritual birth. We understand we've talked about the spirit already, but man, it was a physical birth. I'm telling you this morning, he said, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it come and whither it goeth. And so it is with one that is born of the Spirit. Amen. Listen, I tell you, you can't see him in me this morning, but I will tell you, you sure can see the effects of God upon my life. If you start analyzing a little while, you'll start seeing what God has done inside of me and changed me forever. I'll never be the same since he took a hold of my life. You'll never be the same either if you ever get born again.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.